This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Today should mark the end of a bitterly fought presidential campaign in Ukraine. But many people across the former Soviet Republic fear whichever candidate loses will challenge the results in court. That's exactly what happened at the end of 2004 when a court threw out a rigged election and street protests began what became known as the Orange Revolution. NPR's David Green is standing in Kiev's Independence Square, the heart of those 2004 protests. And David, is it a different scene today?
It's a pretty different scene, Leanne. People in Kiev and around the country and the villages are going to the polls. Here in Independence Square, a normal day. It's very cold, some skateboarders, some ice skaters, but no real emotion yet. And I should say a lot of Ukrainians have been pretty disappointed with their politics since the Orange Revolution. They feel since that democratic movement, their lives haven't improved all that much.
Tell us about one of the two candidates running today. She was the darling of the Orange Revolution.
A woman named Yulia Tymoshenko, the prime minister. You might remember she really rallied the troops here in 2004. She's an impassioned speaker. She wears her blonde hair and in a Ukrainian braid, and she told people back then to fight for fair elections and fight for their freedoms. Over 5 years, a lot of Ukrainians feel that she's spent more time getting more power for herself than actually helping families and people. And I want to play a little tape I think we have queued up here. This was from a somber rally she held in Kyiv on Friday night. So this is Tymoshenko basically asking for God's forgiveness and asking for God to forgive her and other leaders if they've been dishonest or abused the power that they've had over the last few years.
What are her chances of winning?
Well, Ukraine's really divided, and she has a lot of support in the western part of the country near the Polish border. People speak Ukrainian there as opposed to Russian. I spent time there this week, and here's a bit of what I heard. This is a musician I met. He plays almost every night in the main square in the city of Lviv, Igor Vorbovsky. And what he told me, Leanne, is even if people are frustrated with Yulia Tymoshenko, they have to vote for her, this Orange Revolution leader, because if she loses, Ukraine will return to its Soviet past, as he put it to me.
How realistic is that fear?
Tymoshenko's opponent is Viktor Yanukovych, and what a lot of voters have said here is they do not want to return to their authoritarian past. But, you know, I mentioned Ukraine's divided. Yanukovych has support in the east where people speak mostly Russian. He said one of the first things he'd do is pass a law protecting the right of Russian speakers to work and do business in Russian. He talks about believing in democracy, Leanne. He talks about building ties with Europe. But that said, he promised to be a boss who would put things in order. And so given his style, his background, I think at least symbolically, with also his support of Russian language, he might represent a turn back to Ukraine's past.
What have the campaigns said about the results? I mean, whether or not they'll accept them?
Both campaigns say they will challenge this election if they view it as unfair. And what's not clear is if either candidate could actually mobilize people into the streets again, given the frustration with government and politics that we've seen here. But this is a country where accusations of rigging an election, of a tainted election, are very serious. And it, you know, wasn't that long ago that a tainted election did bring people into the streets. So we'll have to see.
NPR's David Green in Kiev, Ukraine. David, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Leanne.